here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 11th of October, 2011. Birthday of novelist Elmore Leonard, born New Orleans, 1925. Learned to write by reading, especially Hemingway and Steinbeck. Still keeps a picture of Hemingway in his office. At the beginning of his career, wasn't sure whether to focus on Westerns or crime novels. Decided on Westerns. They were easier to publish at the time. The genre was popular. And that's what he wrote through the 1950s, but then turned his same very succinct plot-driven style to writing crime novels, novels that include Glitz, Get Shorty, Rum Punch, and most recently, Djibouti. Author of more than 40 novels, Elmore Leonard, soon as he finishes one, starts on another. Published a famous piece of advice for writers 10 years ago, in which he gave 10 rules, things like never open a book with weather, never use a verb other than said to carry dialogue, avoid detailed descriptions of characters, try to leave out the parts that readers tend to skip. He said, think of what you skip reading a novel. Thick paragraphs of prose you can see have too many words in them. What the writer is doing, he's writing, perpetrating hoop-de-doodle, perhaps taking another shot at the weather, or has gone into the character's head, and the reader either knows what the guy's thinking or doesn't care. My most important rule is one that sums up the 10. If it sounds like writing, I rewrite it. It's the birthday of the French novelist François Mauriac, born in Bordeaux, 1885. He was staunchly Catholic in an era when Albert Camus and Jean-Paul Sartre were bringing existential philosophy into French culture. Mauriac, too conservative for progressives, not Catholic enough for the Catholic establishment. Got into a famous dispute with Albert Camus after World War II. Camus felt that every Nazi collaborator should be ferreted out and given a harsh punishment. Mauriac had been a member of the resistance, but he took issue with Camus, arguing that France should focus on unity, not on punishing collaborators. They attacked each other for a time. He continued writing, publishing, until his death at the age of 84 in 1970. Here's a poem for today by Dean Young, Changing Genres. I was satisfied with haiku until I met you. Jar of octopus, cuckoo's cry, 575. But now I want a Russian novel, a 50-page description of you sleeping, another 75 of what you think staring out a window. I don't care about the plot, although I suppose there will have to be one, the usual separation of the lovers, turbulent seas, danger of decommission in spite of constant war, time in gulps and glitches passing, squibs of threnody, a fallen nest, speckled eggs somehow uncrushed, the sled outracing the wolves on the steps, the huge glittering ball where all that matters is a kiss at the end of a dark hall. At dawn, the officers ride back to the garrison, one without a glove, the entire last chapter about a necklace that couldn't be worn, inherited by a great niece, along with the love letters bound in silk. Changing Genres, a poem by Dean Young, from Fall Higher, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.